Do you believe in the devil? When we proclaim the Nicene Creed during the Mass, we talk about all those things that we believe in, but there's no mention of the devil. There's no mention of the evil one. Do you believe in the devil? Today's gospel is a challenging one because it presents the devil as something that we don't have an experience of. It presents the devil as a person speaking directly to Jesus. In representations in the movies and in books, in pictures, we often see our conception of what the devil looks like. The red man with the horns and the tail with a point on it, usually carrying a pitchfork. I believe in the devil. But I don't think the devil looks like that. I'm not sure what the devil looks like all the time. But one of the greatest challenges is that sometimes the devil looks like the truth. In tonight's gospel, we hear the devil using truth to his advantage. Unfortunately, Jesus is able to recognize the lie. How often are we able to recognize the lie in our lives? I believe that the presence of the devil is very real. And I also believe that the real presence of the devil comes out whenever we allow ourselves to fall into believing the lie. Sometimes we allow the lie to happen because there's just enough truth for us to justify the lie. In this season of Advent, we're called to look more deeply, more truthfully, and more authentically at ourselves. That's a difficult challenge. Because if we look at ourselves, we can't help but see and accept the reality that we are sinners. But we're also made in the image and likeness of God. So when we look at ourselves in this season of Lent, we need to look at ourselves as truthfully as possible. And in doing that, we take the opportunity to make an extra effort for the reality of our sinfulness. Sometimes we sacrifice something. Sometimes we might offer to do something extra, something good. But why do we do it? Are we doing it out of truth? Or are we doing it just because that's the way it's always been done? Or just because that's the way we're told to do it? I'd like to propose a challenge for all of us this evening. As we enter into this challenging season of Lent, let us take the time to look at ourselves in the mirror, to look at ourselves with as much truth as we possibly can, to recognize the very real goodness that exists in each one of us, to focus on that goodness and to celebrate that goodness with gratitude, so that when we move into our exercise of Lent, when we move into our sacrifice, or we move into our doing something extra, we can do it as authentically as God wants us to do it. So that the Lenten season does not become a time when we walk around with our heads down, staring at the ground, beating ourselves up over being a sinful person. But perhaps we can look to the sky. We can look to the truth of who God really is. The Word made flesh to provide us with salvation, because God values us that much. And that is the God's honest truth.